So here's kind of a companion shot to last week's photo. This is the outside of the Philbrook Museum in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Last week's was from the inside of the museum. And last week I talked about the challenges of shooting indoors with a 50mm lens and a crop sensor camera. This one illustrates a few challenges of shooting outdoors, although they're kind of a different nature than the indoor shots. The first challenge in getting a shot like this is there's no people in this shot, and it's sometimes hard to do that. There's like this physical element of taking a picture like this where you have to deal with your surroundings. And in this case, this picture was taken when it was free admission to the museum, and so there was a lot of people there. And so I literally had to wait for people to not be in the shot. And I guess you could take a picture like this and then Photoshop the people out later, but I kind of wanted a purity, if you will, to this image without any Photoshopping. And I also didn't want to spend all afternoon waiting around for people to wander by, because we're visiting the museum, not as photographers, but just as tourists and people who like art. So I didn't want to spend like half an hour waiting for people. So that was one challenge, is getting the shot when there was no other people. Thankfully, when I took this, there was kind of a lull. It was mid-afternoon, and so it was really hot. Most people were actually inside. So that challenge wasn't too big of an issue. The second challenge, or maybe I should say a consideration when taking a photo like this, is framing the shot. What you see here is kind of boring. And if you do a Google image search for the Philbrook Museum, this is probably the first thing that's going to come up. It's something just like this. But you know what? I like it. I like the symmetry. I like the colors. I like the way the lines converge on the house. It's simple, but it works. And to me, that's one of the important elements of composition, is not what you're supposed to do, but what looks good to you. For instance, there's a fountain behind me and where I'm standing here, and I tried a few shots with the fountain that kind of had a little motion blur going with the fountain. I didn't like it. And then there was also the fountain kind of obscured the image. And so I had to make an intentional choice just to shift my physical presence. And then there was the issue of what angle to shoot at, like high or low, or which side to side. Was there anything else I wanted in the shot? And even though this is kind of a basic picture, I just like it, and it works. And that idea of how do you frame your subject, how do you compose your shot, that's something that you have to be intentional about. There's some people talk about snapshots versus photos. And to me, the key difference, or one of the key differences, is that photos are more intentional, whereas snapshots are just you kind of fire them off with your phone or with the camera without really thinking too much. I tried to make this more of a photo and less of a snapshot because I tried to be intentional about how I framed it. And so that's one thing to consider and possibly a challenge when shooting a picture like this. The third challenge was the exposure. I shot this at f5.6, ISO 100. It was super bright out. It was like 100 degrees out. And that gave me a shutter speed of a 500th of a second to get everything properly exposed. I wanted a wide depth of field. I wanted a sharp image. And typically, my lens and most lenses are a little sharper when you stop them down a little bit. So I stopped down at 5.6. I wanted a relatively fast shutter in case there was any motion blur from wind rustling through the leaves. It wasn't super windy, but just in case. So that's why I chose that particular exposure settings. The original photo, you couldn't see much of the sky. The data was all there. I didn't add anything to the sky, but I had to coax it out of the raw file a little bit. So it was a little more washed out and plain, and I kind of had to coax the blue out in Lightroom to get it back to how it originally was when I shot the picture. And I tweaked some of the other colors a little bit just to make everything show up a little more realistically. The sun was almost overhead when I shot this. It was about 3 p.m. It wasn't directly overhead, but because it was off to the side a little bit, you can see some shadows. And it would be kind of cool to go back and shoot this picture when the sun is directly overhead, just to see what effect that would have on the overall, on the look of everything in general. The lesson here is, or sort of the takeaway, is know why you are composing a shot in a certain way. So this shot is really simple, but I can explain why it looks like this. I can justify the creative choices I made, even though it's kind of boring and simple. A lot of people probably have photos similar to this. I can explain exactly why I took a photo like this. And when you take a picture, this is sort of my challenge to you, when you take a picture, what is the subject of your picture? How do you want that subject framed within the context of your photo? Have you considered other angles or perspectives? And I would challenge you to take time to consider these when you're taking pictures, and it might help you make some different and more creative choices. Or you might just find yourself with the same shots as everyone else, but you know what? As long as you like it, it's all good in my book.